This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I've been waiting for the right time to put this gentleman over. His name is Doug B. Doug B is the Knicks metal recaps guy. And after every single Knicks game, this Doug B, who's a bassist, is a bassist?
Bassist, yes.
Is a bassist.
He plays a bass guitar.
He's an audio producer. He's a Knicks maniac, according to his Twitter profile. He will actually produce a metal song recap on the Knicks game that night.
Yeah, covers of other songs.
Yes, he covers another song with Knicks lyrics.
Right, and but you'll recognize the song. That's 100%. The reason why it's important.
And the reason why I thought today was the day to play it, like why today? This guy Doug B's done a great job all year, is I know Knicks fans are in bad moods. I know that they're upset, they're down, and they're probably tired, since the team is tired from all those late flights. So before we rip the Knicks, let's at least smile listening to this awesome music of Doug B, the Knicks metal recaps guy, recapping last night's embarrassing loss to the Charlotte Hornets.
Wasting. Wasting.
Here come all Knicks fans, they are crying about Tibbs, the Hornets. Haven't met fun, LaMelo. Played like and won, how you get cooked. Quan Jeffries trying to win a game when all you got is OG. Y'all need Brunson right now to stay at 3.
How good is this?
PJ.
You should be embarrassed, Evan.
How, why should I be embarrassed?
Because that is good music to play in the air. Blows you all your AI stuff out of the water.
When have I ever claimed my AI is better than Doug B or any other great musician?
But what we just learned from Doug B there is your AI is actually unplayable.
So what you're saying is...
Well, this guy's an actual musician.
Is he so good?
It's an actual human being.
Yeah. I know, but it shows you that parody-style music on sports radio works if he's an actual musician.
Okay, first of all, don't turn this as a knock on my AI music.
I wasn't the only one thinking it. I'm going to tell you right now.
Do you think that we should just start, like, paying Doug B a lot of money to create this brilliant music for stuff besides the Knicks?
Did you say we should start paying him?
Okay, should I start paying Doug B?
Anytime you have an urge to make an AI song.
How much do you think he would charge per song?
That's like, a good question.
If this was an
Isn't
la carte.
Boys with CP?
Excuse me?
Isn't he Boys with CP?
Would CP the franchise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that. They could be, but even if they're friends, he's not going to write me music for free. Like, I have to pay him. But if it was a la carte, like, I call up Doug B., the Knicks Metal Recaps guy, it doesn't interfere with his Knicks schedule, and I say, hey, Doug B., I need a song about how the Mets can't send Mark Vientos down to the minors. Can you put one together for me? How much do you think he charges? I would totally go $20 a song.
I think you go barter system here.
What do you mean?
Now you have your limits. You say, we need 10 songs with you from you in a year. I'll give you 3 pairs of my season tickets next season.
Bro, I do have Knick tickets.
You barter 3 games with them.
That's a good idea.
For 10 song max. That's it.
You think that's what it's worth?
Because anytime you get an urge, you have to ask yourself, is it worth using one of the 10 songs?
Because he's creating the lyrics. The music is, it's other people's music.
He's covering these great songs with his own brilliant word.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, which is fine, by the way. I'll pay for it. Well, he follows me on Twitter, so maybe I'll slide into his DMs.
He can slide in.
Is that awkward, though, to say, hey, Doug B., I'm a big fan. I'd like to pay for you to write music for me. How much does that cost?
Look, I just think it would enhance the show over you going digitized. That's all.
But it's got to be about things he doesn't necessarily care about.
Right.
That's going to be the problem.
And I don't want it to interfere with the Knicks stuff, because the Knicks stuff is brilliant. I mean, that song.
He does one a night, right?
Every time they play.
Wow.
Win or lose.
He's more reliable than Loogie.
Oh, no question. Loogie just tweets the same 5 things over and over again. Doug B., the Knicks Metals recap guy, gives you like this complete song. So well done. So well done by Doug B. Now, as far as the Knicks are concerned, can I calm everybody down? I got to calm you guys down. You guys are fools. The Knicks fans are fools. I get that they're playing like crap.
By the way, I'm just glad he did the Beatles.
Oh, you like that?
The Beatles. Great.
Yeah. Oh, he does it all. I get that the Knicks are playing like crap. I get that they're tired. I get that the schedule is brutal. I get that the bench sucks. And I totally understand the complaining about Tom Thibodeau, which we'll get to in a minute. But I need to remind everybody that on March 21st, these games do not matter. Okay? They don't matter. Just like when you beat the Heat and you're pounding your chest, they don't matter. Just like if you beat the Celtics, they do not matter. All this stuff is frustrating. I'm not telling you not to be frustrated. I, as a fan, don't like seeing my team lose. But you're going to be the 3 seed. You are. You need a healthy Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
I got concerns about the coach, which we'll get to in a minute. But as far as, I can't believe the effort. Bro, they're not giving that effort in game one against Detroit.
No.
They're not giving that effort in the playoffs. So let's remember what this actually means.
Right, but that is the concerning thing, is the effort. You see the closeouts just look really, really slow.
Why would that concern you about a game in mid-April in the playoffs?
It doesn't, but it's just...
You think they're going to try like that?
It's funny. I was listening to this Marshall Faulk, who is now the running back coach at Colorado, I think, or Colorado State, one of those places. And he just came up to give his introductory, I'm Marshall Faulk, some of you guys' kids don't know me. But the one thing he said that's so pertinent and relevant, he said, what we're going to ask you to do requires no skill. No skill at all. Doesn't matter if you're a 5-star. Doesn't matter if you're a 2-star recruit. No skill is needed to give effort.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All you got to do is give effort. That's all we're asking for. And
I got
in some of these games... It looks like the Knicks, as Mikal Bridges said, or actually, no, Josh Hart said, they look spent.
I agree.
It looks like, man, I can't even run out. OG gets blocked at the rim, and he's just complaining about perfectly clean block, and he just doesn't hustle back and, you know, easy dunk for Charlotte. So it's just, it's effort. Now, effort is comes from, lack of effort comes from fatigue, I think. They just look tired, man.
I agree.
They're big. These bigs are just knocking down three after three after three against them. It's because Cat doesn't want to run out, right? Precious doesn't want to run out. And these guys are getting basically warm-up three-point attempts.
Mm-hmm.
So effort you can control. Fatigue, maybe that helped. It pins you down.
Do you think
bit.
They're not going to try on April 19th in game one against
are.
The Pistons?
Of course they
okay,
are.
Okay, so then what's the problem? What are we so concerned about?
Because if you keep grinding them into the ground,
yeah.
maybe come April 19th, then it's not going to have the energy
to
do
okay,
it.
That's that is the issue I have. The issue I have is not 115-98 to Charlotte. The issue I have isn't shooting 40% from the field. The issue I have is that on a night where you got blown out again, you had OG Anunoby playing 37 minutes.
Yes.
On a night, again, where you got blown out on a back-to-back, you had Cat playing 36 minutes. Like, that's the problem. And here's the thing that
Josh Hart played 39.
Yeah. No, I get you. Here's the thing that the Knicks have to understand. I want Knicks fans to understand this. You guys lost the battle. And you know what battle I'm talking about? The fights we used to have on the air. You guys remember this?
Mm-mm.
Knicks fans, or basketball fans, would fight with me about rest days. You can't rest guys. That's not what they did in the 80s. That's not what they did in the 90s. And what I used to tell these people back when the Nets were actually good, the Knicks sucked, is no, you have to put yourself in the best position to succeed in April. And unfortunately, you may not like it, we live in a modern world in which you are better off resting, that there needs to be days where you don't play. Like the badge of honor of playing 82 games is a very overrated macho thing. It's just not necessary. And I'd fight with these people about rest days and minute restrictions. And yeah, I know Jordan didn't care about it, but this isn't Michael Jordan. This isn't 1998. I want you to look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Boston Celtics, the teams you're not as good as. You know what they do? They're resting their players. Right. Oh, my God. That used to be the third rail. It's not. It's what modern NBA teams do. Karl Anthony Towns probably shouldn't have played last night. Now, I know what the pivot's going to be. Our bench sucks. Our bench didn't score a point till the third quarter. Let me walk you down this a little bit. If you play Anton Watson for more than 2 minutes and you actually develop him, and you play him, or Beauchamp, or Tyler Kolek, and you actually play them, as opposed to garbage time for 2 minutes, you may do what the Nets have actually done, which is get guys who are borderline NBA players to actually play at a good level because you're getting them a chance to play.
Right.
It's like the chicken and the egg theory. Well, our bench sucks. Well, yeah, maybe because you're not developing any of the young players. So the mistake I think the Knicks are making, and this goes above Tom Thibodeau, is they need to embrace the modern NBA. Sit guys on back-to-backs. Throw Beauchamp and Watson and Kolek into the mix. You sign P.J. Tucker, you could play him. You're allowed to. And so take the pressure off of these guys, because look around the league. And stop living in 1996 like it means a rat's ass. It doesn't. The Thunder sit guys.
Yeah.
The Celtics sit guys. Like, that's my issue. My issue isn't losing 115-98. My issue is you lost 115-98 and you ran your guys into the ground.
Right. Cleveland does the same thing. Now they've lost three games in a row and everybody's panicking.
They're not panicking, though.
The Cleveland's not panicking, but NBA followers are, oh my God, they've become vulnerable. No, they're not.
They're being smart.
They're locked in.
They're smart. Because I'm telling you, it's like, well, we can't sit our guys because our bench is so bad. You got to play them a little bit. Doesn't mean they're going to turn into all-stars.
Yeah.
But they may actually be better than you think. And I think that's my issue with them. It's not the standings. It's not the effort. Because all that stuff's going to change when it matters. You know, you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
What, you're not going to try in game one against the Pistons? Cut that crap out.
It's not going to happen this year, though, Ev.
What's not going to happen?
Like, a Tiger is not changing his stripes.
What does that mean?
Tibbs isn't going to do this. This is what he does. It doesn't matter that it's a complaint. The only hope you have is that he sees that it's the end-all, be-all of the Knicks. Like, if the Knicks go down in flames in the first round or the second round and we point to running guys into the ground, you need him to have his pre-07 Coughlin moment, like after Tiki retired and he found out the team was going bowling. And that's the only way. A coach has to be able to change when it isn't working, and it's too late for this year's Knicks team to do it.
I don't think it's too late.
You don't think so, but you think he's going to change?
Why? No, I don't think
he's been this way his whole coaching career.
I'm not telling you he's going to change. I'm giving you my opinion that right now this is a mistake, and it should change. Do I think he's going to change? No, but that's not my point. I'm telling you this is wrong. I'm telling you that that would be my main criticism. Not losing by 16 to the Hornets. It's you're losing by 16 to the Hornets while continuing to run your guys into the ground.
Mm-hmm. And they played a ton of overtime games as well this year. 7 overtime games. Which is, I mean, it's a lot.
And they've won all of them except for one, right. If I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.